Hello and welcome to Chapter 7 of Marketing 101. Title of this chapter is Segmentation, Targeting, and Positioning. This chapter should not be bad at all for you. The heart of this chapter is the topic in Section 1, Market Segmentation. That is breaking the market down into parts. This is what we want to do so we can select one of them. So the process of breaking it down to select one we call target marketing. Breaking it down is market segmentation, selecting one is target marketing. In Section 2 now, of course. Positioning is when we create a certain image for our product. We may position our product as a high-quality, high-dollar item or a discount, readily available item. But the image we create for it is our positioning for it. When I'm going to break the market down into parts, there are different bases for doing that. One way is by where the people are. We call that geographic. Another is by who they are. We call that demographic. Another is by how they are. We call that psychographic. And another is by how they act, and we call that behavioral. A lot of times the fourth one is not on the list, and we feel like we cover that with psychographic. But in this case, there are four bases for segmentation. You will be expected on the test to be able to name those four. A couple of those are terms, demographics and psychographics. Demographics are just characteristics that describe who people are. These are things that describe things like their gender, their age, their weight, their race, their education, their income, all of those what you and I think of as facts about people. We can group them by all of those making a certain income, all of those of a certain age that are male, that kind of thing. Then we can do this psychographically. Psychographics are characteristics that describe how people think, and we normally say and act. How people think and act. We might group people together that like to drink beer, that like to play pool, that are golfers, that have an interest in ancient history, those kinds of things. Those kind of groupings we would call psychographic, based on how people think and act. In order to effectively segment a market, in order to define a segment, it must have certain characteristics, as shown in these requirements for effective segmentation. Now notice it's underlined. It reminds you of my notation in the notes. That means you will not literally have to name those five out of thin air. I will either ask you to select those five from a larger list or give you a multiple choice question that would probably be which of the following is not one of the five. So you do have to be familiar with these, but be familiar with them on an understanding level, not on a memorizing level. What do they mean? For a segment to be valid, it must be measurable. We must be able to identify how large it is or how small it is. It must be accessible. We must be able to actually communicate with those people and reach them with our product. It must be substantial. Otherwise, you would end up ultimately making segments of individuals, and that's not large enough for us to deal with. Differential. I must be able to differentiate it from other segments, tell it apart from others. And finally, actionable. I must be able to deal with it, to work with it, to take action with it. Maybe the right word is I must be able to potentially sell to it. So what is target marketing? Well, as a first is a target market. That is the segment that we want to aim at. Now remember, target marketing is the process of selecting a segment. So you might say target marketing is the process of doing market segmentation, breaking the market down into parts, and selecting a particular segment, a target market from them. That would be target marketing. There are several factors that we can use to do that. Size, growth, structural attractiveness, company objectives, and resources. Like the question above, this one's underlined. I would not ask you to name these, only to identify them either from a longer list or to identify one that did not belong on a matching list. But I will ask you to name these basic target marketing strategies. Undifferentiated, differentiated, concentrated, and micro-marketing. To think about the definitions of these, remember the order that they're in, both in the term list and as answer to this question. Undifferentiated means I'm not doing segmentation. I'm just trying to sell to everyone. Now, lots of people would tell you they do that, but not successfully. The people that do that aren't thinking it through very well, but there is such a thing as undifferentiated marketing. Differentiated, we think of as selling to several market segments. I've done market segmentation, but I've decided to sell to several of them. Concentrated means typically that I'm focusing on a particular market segment. And micro marketing is finer yet. Maybe I'm focusing on only the local members of a particular segment. I'm really doing some very localized, very, very specific marketing. So these go from broad to specific. Undifferentiated, the entire market. Differentiated, several segments. Concentrated, a segment. Micro marketing, maybe you can think a part of a segment, but do definitely think local specific. Okay, what is your competitive advantage in section four? That's the set of factors that make you better than the competition that are going to allow you to succeed to win. So if you look down the list of terms, I think we covered them all. Market segmentation, target marketing, not to be confused with target market. Number six, positioning, creating an image, demographics, characteristics that describe who people are, psychographics, characteristics that describe how people think and act. Undifferentiated, differentiated, concentrated, and micro-marketing, successively from general to fine-tuned local and competitive advantage, the things that make us stand out from the competition. I think it will be an easy chapter, and you should be good to go at that point. Thank you.